Russia and NATO's intelligence war. This article discusses the upcoming elections in Russia on March 31. It also mentions Russia's alleged plans to attack Ukraine after the elections, specifically targeting the Dnieper River and Kharkiv. Additionally, the article references Russian intelligence gathering through monitoring the German Air Force and a supposed German plan to attack the Crimean Bridge with British involvement. Recently, the wiretapping of the German state by Russian intelligence has been a significant topic in the news, particularly in the West. The German Air Force was overheard by Russian intelligence, and the issue was subsequently published by Russia Today. During a conversation among members of the German Air Force, Russian intelligence intercepted discussions about targeting the Crimean Bridge. The participants suggested that 20 to 30 rockets would be required to achieve this goal, to sever Russia's land connection to Crimea. There were reports of discussions among Germans about launching rockets at the Crimean Bridge, and the British were reportedly preparing for such an event in Ukraine, having trained Ukrainians in Germany. The Germans were talking about hitting the Crimean Bridge with rockets and that the British were already preparing for this in the field in Ukraine. The British had trained the Ukrainians in Germany. This created a panic in Europe, and the German Chancellor made a statement saying that Putin wanted to destabilize Germany. To briefly summarize the situation, Germany, together with the British, wanted to destroy the Crimean Bridge with a missile, and Russian intelligence, having learned of this, published the news in the media. Following this news, the German Chancellor made a statement accusing Russia of destabilizing Germany. The bugging of Germany by the Russian Secret Service has shocked and worried Germany and the whole of Europe. Russian intelligence could have bugged the whole of Germany. The reason for this was the carelessness of German intelligence. It is observed that Russia is not in conflict with Ukraine but with NATO. Currently, Ukraine is facing a challenging situation. NATO countries have provided support to Ukraine in various ways. The European Union announced a €50 billion support package for Ukraine. The United States of America also announced that it would provide Ukraine with an aid package of $60 billion, but could not deliver this package for different reasons. The Western world aimed to halt Russia's actions in Ukraine and remove Putin from power through a popular uprising. The ultimate goal was to integrate Russia into Europe and establish a democratic Russia with Alexei Navalny as the leader. However, this plan did not come to fruition. Alexei Navalny's death shocked the world. On March 31, an election will take place in Russia. After the election, Putin may attempt to extend his control to the Dnieper River and Kharkiv. If he succeeds in gaining 70% control over Kharkiv, he may target Kyiv next. Russia may target Kyiv and put pressure on its government, potentially calling for a change in leadership. European leaders have acknowledged this possibility and are taking steps to strengthen our defense. On March 31, an election will take place in Russia. After the election, Putin may attempt to extend his control to the Dnieper River and Kharkiv. If he succeeds in gaining 70% control over Kharkiv, his next target may be Kyiv. Russia may then exert pressure on Kyiv to change the Ukrainian government. Europe has started to strengthen the defense of the EU because it foresees this possibility. It is expected that Russia will launch an offensive in Ukraine in April. While Russia foresees that the US will not be able to assist Ukraine due to the upcoming elections, Russia believes that Europe will not be able to take a clear military stance against Russia in Ukraine without the US. This situation further encourages Russia. Europe is currently attempting to develop a new strategy to counter the increasing Russian threat. However, there is a lack of EU and disagreement internally regarding the best approach to take. Protests by farmers, laborers, and other groups have spread throughout Europe and received widespread media coverage. The EU has been criticized for its inability to find solutions to these events. The EU needs to address these issues in a timely and effective manner. While some measures have been taken to address defense, no clear steps have been taken to resolve the grievances of the working class and support the people. The situation in Europe is complex due to the increasing Russian threat and ongoing popular and farmer revolts. It is crucial to maintain peace, prosperity, and order domestically. Last week, French President Macron questioned whether NATO should intervene in Ukraine. Many EU countries opposed this idea, as NATO's involvement could lead to a nuclear war. NATO's intervention in Ukraine could result in a nuclear war. Neither the US nor the EU desires to engage in a nuclear war with Russia, and Russia also does not want to enter into a nuclear war with the US and the EU. The EU and the US are considering their options. In Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky is likely to be removed from office and a new president elected, which will prevent further Russian influence. This would also prevent any Russian desire for a change of power in Kyiv. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Subject: Russia and NATO's Intelligence War. Data March 6, 2024.